1651551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we spotted a beautiful tweet from Kerry Hospice where they were presented with a cheque for €106,000 from a calf sale at Listowel Mart. The money was raised from the sale of over 300 calves that were donated from people all over the country. And it was done in the memory of John McGrath, who passed away from cancer earlier this year. The whole initiative was the brainchild of John's fiancée, Erin Stack, and Erin is on the line now. How are you doing, Erin?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Yeah, firstly, commiserations on the death of John.
Thank you very much.
So it was January?
Yes. Yeah, actually, 11 weeks tomorrow we lost John.
Right.
And
it was the long goodbye for you, which I said, well, I've had this chat so many times with people, you know, if somebody you love is going to die, do you want them to go in their sleep or do you want them to have something terminal like John did and get a chance to, you know, say goodbye?
Yeah, do you know what? We were actually blessed that COVID came in.
Go on.
Because we got so much time together.
Right, yeah.
It was absolutely fantastic. Like, we had 13 months of, we have so many great memories that we got to make, and it was all because of COVID. We got to spend more time with family and friends that were, obviously we kept our distance,
yeah.
But if it wasn't, you can, like, John McGrath was such a popular man.
How How did you meet him?
I actually met him on a booze cruise.
Where?
So it all started, yeah, we went on a bus, we travelled around North Kerry.
Yeah.
And we had great crack, and everyone knew about John McGrath, and it all blossomed from there. So that was the 1st of December 2013, yeah, that's when it all kicked off.
And he was 10 years your senior?
He was, yeah. Yeah, but John used to always say, you're only as old as the woman you're feeling. That was John. That was John's saying, so age is only a number.
Yeah. I'm getting a sense of this man already.
Oh, unbelievable. You've no idea. A lovable rogue is what he was.
Yeah. And you had the crack together too, and both of you are from farming backgrounds.
Yeah. So John was a dairy farmer. He was working at home with his brothers, Michal and Kieran, on the home farm. And then my father was farming beef cattle in Athy in County Limerick. So
Right. We
both had similarities that way.
Yeah. And when did he suspect there was something wrong?
So in December 2019, the start of December, we went on our first holiday together to New York. And by the end of it, John was actually struggling to eat scrambled egg and milk wasn't going down.
Right.
So he had spoken to my sister Aileen and said, I think I'm in trouble, but never said anything to me. So when we came home, my mom got in touch with a few people and he was ordered for a gastroscopy in Tralee. So once he had that done, then we were told by the end of December that the tumour had shown. But we weren't sure at that time whether it was cancerous or not. And yeah, from there really at all.
And when did you get the horrific news that it was terminal?
Yeah, so the day all our lives shattered was the 16th of January 2020. He was told it was terminal and he had 6 to 18 months.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And had he proposed to you at that stage?
He actually proposed in August. John always said if he ever got news that he was in remission, the ring would always come. So the news, thanks be to God, he had a fantastic team in Tralee. He was given the news that he was in remission.
Right.
And I was actually talking to his cousin and I said, Mike, you know what John said. If he was in remission, what was going to come? And John kept saying, no, I don't remember that conversation. We were all laughing. So eventually, a Friday evening, John McGrath was walking around the house and he dropped on one knee and he said his knee just gave way. But it was the happiest day of our lives. It was absolutely amazing.
Now, was that August 2020?
August 2020, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So it looked like he was all was going to be okay at that stage.
Do you know, he was like a miracle man, Ray. Like, he when he hit remission, like, John had his ups and his downs. Like, the cancer, the esophageal, it was so silent. But with the team in Tralee, they always, like, John went into palliative care 6 times in total, and every time he went in, he came out a different man.
Right.
So when he had proposed, like, we thought, you know, we're doing really good here. He's in remission already. He's only diagnosed in January. This is August. And, you know, something good might come out of this.
Yeah.
So then we had planned our big day for the 11th of December 2020. And we had everything ready to go. And then John got the call that he was actually starting his radium treatment that week. So we said we'd postpone the wedding. And we both have big families. And John has a lot of close friends. And so do I. So we said we'd love to have a few people. And at that time, the wedding had gone back down to 6.
Yeah.
So we said we'd hold off till we got to 25. But unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be.
And through all of this, he was fundraising himself for the hospice.
He was. So his friends, Dennis Kennelly and Stephen Dunnigan, they had came up with the idea of their own little fundraiser. It was a soccer match between two local teams, Newtown Athletic and Leinamore Rovers, who John had played with.
Right. And how much did they raise?
They raised 50,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
When John died then in January, you decided that you were going to keep the fundraising going. So how did you come up with the idea of a sort of a calf sale?
Yeah, so John had always said he wanted to give another 40 or 50,000 because of the care he had got. So then I had said myself that I'd rear my own 10 calves. And then my father had said, when you're selling them, give what they make to palliative care.
Great.
So I said, that's a great idea. Then I spoke to John's brother, and his brother Kieran said they had done something very similar for Boher a few years back. Richard Hartnett, an ex-Castle Island manager, had came up with this idea. So when word got out what I was thinking of doing, farmers had actually offered me calves, and I said, where am I going to put all these? So that's when it really took off. So we advertised it, and the calves were coming from all over the country. It was absolutely amazing, the feedback and the response we got.
And then,
it was fantastic.
When was the sale on then in Listowel Mart?
So the sale was the 24th of March.
Right. And you raised 106,000
euro. Yeah, 106,000
euro,
yeah. That was from...
You must have been blown away, were you?
You'd be speechless. Mm. Overwhelmed, the emotion. Like, it was just absolutely fantastic. Never in our wildest dreams would we have thought we'd raise this much. We always said, look, if we could get 10 or 20,000, we'd be absolutely delighted. But to present the Kerry Hospice and Dr. Patricia Sheehan, we did our presentation last Friday with a cheque of 106,000. It was absolutely amazing. It helps you with the grief just to be able to give back. And I know John Mraz is a very proud man.
They do amazing work, don't they, people in palliative care?
Oh my God. We're just so blessed to have such a fantastic facility on our doorstep.
Mm. How are you now?
You know, it's not easy, Ray. Like, day by day is all I can do, but I know he's with me every step of the way. And he, like John said, you have to keep going, Aaron, and I'm going to be with you the whole time. And he definitely is.
Yeah.
He definitely is. And the support network I have around me, like my family, John's family, friends, it's amazing. It's so important.
And Aaron, you know, because it was the long goodbye, although he did go into remission a few times, you must have had the chat about when he was gone.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. How did that chat go?
Do you know, the day he was given the bad news, I was actually John's cousin, his wife, Betty Ahern, Mike's wife, Betty, was like our Patricia Sheehan at home. We were so lucky to have her. And that day, Patricia Sheehan came into the room and said, John, I'm so sorry. Whatever I'm hitting this with, it's not working. The cancer is taking over. And I sat there and a strength came over me. And I just said, oh my God. And John sat with Betty and he said, Erin's not getting this. She doesn't understand how serious it is. And Betty said, she is, John. But we had the chat, Ray, but you're never ready for the day.
No, you're never.
No matter what, you can do so much talk. Like, I cry and cry and cry. And John would be like, come on, talk about it. Like, John would support all of us through his illness.
Yeah, you often hear that, don't you? That the strongest person is the person who has the cancer.
Yeah. And he really showed that. We were so blessed. Like, every single one of us, John never, he would never hold back. He'd talk. If anybody wanted to talk or ask him questions, John McGrath was the man to talk to because he had no problem. Right. He would hide away from nothing.
Well, as you say, he'd be very proud of you and everybody involved. Yeah. And €106,000 is an amazing amount of money to raise for the Kerry Hospice.
And we're lucky for the Stole Mart as well, Barney O'Connell and all them to help us out. It was fantastic. And actually, the girls in palliative care bought their own calf. So Katie, the calf, has belonged to the Kerry Hospice. It's really, so it's brilliant. We had a great time. So it's fantastic.
What to do with it now, I don't know. Anyway, Erin, yeah. Mind yourself.
Thank you very much.
And make sure you have loads of people around you because it's a
absolutely
tough time.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you very
bye
much.
Now. Bye now. Bye, Erin.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.